This is the National Rural News.
Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. In a time of volatility in the dairy industry, the A2 Milk Company is going from strength to strength. It's announced further expansion into the US Northeast Coast. I caught up with Chief Executive Jeff Babbage to find out more about A2's success.
The company has been progressively building a position in the US. We actually launched initially liquid milk on the West Coast in 2015 in a first region that we thought was appropriate to start our rollout. Been progressively building sales there, had the opportunity to move to the southeast through a major chain in the southeast of the US called Publix in about March of last year. And now we've got the opportunity with growing momentum in both of those key regions to move into the northeast.
So in moving up into the northeast, can you talk us through the sorts of opportunities that leads to for A2?
Well, look, the US market is the largest fresh milk market globally, and we identified a number of years ago, therefore, that the opportunity for our unique product based on the A2 protein proposition could be attractive. It is a market which has quite a strong following in respect of specialty milks, both dairy milks and non-dairy products. And so, you know, the whole environment we saw was absolutely ripe for our sort of product. We determined that we should initially launch in California for all the reasons that you would appreciate on the West Coast, interest in healthy products, innovation, and in fact, a market where we could fine-tune our business model in respect of how we supply to the grocery trade and how we communicate to consumers. And during the last 2 years, we've been able to do that. That led to us moving to the southeast, but of course the northeast is a market which is within the concentration of cities and population. It's the largest, if you like, region for sale of many products, many grocery products, and it represents about 20% of the total milk category volume in the US. So it was logical that that was a market we were going to go to once we had refined our business model, and we're very excited about the opportunity in that particular region.
It's a real success story, yours, especially at a time when the global milk industry is in such a volatile spot. Can you tell me how cautious have you had to be and how slow have you had to be with this these continued expansion plans?
Well, look, the strategy that the company's been following, it's been very consistent in each of the markets in which we operate, Eddie. We do a lot of work in developing our strategic plan, and then we develop a strategy to build out from there in an incremental basis and managing, if you like, risk and reward. That's been demonstrated in how we've built the Australian liquid milk market. It's how we've developed our very successful A2 Platinum infant formula business in Australia and China. And as I said earlier, the way we've entered the US market has been on a progressive region-by-region basis to ensure that we get the balance right as to the opportunity and the investment that we make in building the brand position. So, look, it's been, if you like, consistent in that regard from a strategic viewpoint of incremental growth, a very focused strategy. However, we've only focused on a limited number of things on a global basis, and clearly the US has been a very important part of that plan in the last couple of years.
A2 Milk Company Chief Executive Jeff Babbage speaking on the expansion to the US Northeast Coast. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. Don't forget, if you'd ever like to get in touch, you can send me through an email, the address ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. You can also follow us on Twitter, where you can find links to all of our podcasts at Nat Rural News. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great day.
This has been the National Rural News.